The 365 Midweek Peak Writer's Seat.
Right then, time for our first writer's seat of 2022, our weekly delve into the writing world, full of inspiring words from thousands of individuals across the world who put their imagination out there for you gorgeous listeners to feast your eyes on. This week, our awesome author is a renowned romance novelist for the young adult crowd, as well as a poet and a peer educator based in the Philippines. She's currently in the process of branching out into screenwriting, and she's just finished her first fantasy novel, which follows the story of shipwrecks and adventures through treacherous seas to find the lost city of Grindale. Enough from me. Here is an excerpt from C.G. Vassalli's 21st story and her first fantasy novel called Abyss.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
After the encounter with that old man, Doris was still thinking of what the man's advice had meant for them. Surely that the old man was just drunk and doesn't really know what Grindale has in store. But when he saw how he had become pretty sober, Darius was still uncertain. Aloysius had remained bothered in his seat, thinking the same thing as his captain. Darius and he had exchanged glances and both had decided to talk about it, trying to piece everything together without letting Fang overhear them. They knew that the walls had ears, so they made sure to lower their voices in order to not catch attention. What do you think that the old man was hinting at, Captain? Aloysius had started as Darius only crossed his arms before putting his leg up in a figure-four position. He wasn't that sure if the old man was in the right mind, but it was safe to say to be cautious, Darius thought. He said that we should be careful with what lurks in the city and the sea of Grindale. Darius mumbled to himself before trying to answer Aloysius. I'm thinking that the waters were probably strong in that area. I've heard that the currents might take down a ship if not controlled properly. But he said something, the city and sea being alive and swallowing his crew whole. Captain, do you really think that such an old man would talk about the ocean being alive? Aloysius corrected as Darius only sighed, trying to think of other meanings that the man may have meant. There was no way that the man who once led a crew to Grindale would talk about the ocean current being strong and term it as alive for other sailors. Something must be there with them. It may not be only the waves pushing them, but something under those waters. We set sail tomorrow, Darius started, as Aloysius only eyed him with worry in his eyes. No matter what Fang has to say, we will arrive in Grindale.
So once again, that was an extract from C.G. Vassalli's first fantasy novel called Abyss, and you can find this story and all of her other works right now on Wattpad. Just look out for the handle at silvergrace643, and you can keep up to date on all of her works just by following her on Twitter at sg6403 or search for the name C.G. Vassalli. And of course, we'll share all this information about her and her writing for you on our socials for you to get a closer look at. And you'll be able to listen again to that excerpt from Abyss and all of the amazing works we've had from our awesome authors on the show so far on our Writer's Seat podcast, which is available to follow and subscribe to now through all good podcast providers. And remember, if you're a writer and you think this would help get your work noticed, then please do use our social medias, including the Writer's Seat Twitter feed at Writer's Seat MWP, or find those hashtags 365 Midweek Peak, Writer's Seat, and send us a recording of roughly 2 minutes of you, or if not you, then someone that you know, reading out a part of your writing along with all of your details, and we'll make sure we do for you what we just did for the fantastic C.G. Vassalli there and give you a well-deserved writer's lift. Or for more information, just email 365writersseat@gmail.com, and it could be you sat in our nice and comfy Midweek Peak writer's seat this time next week on 365 Radio.
The Writer's Seat podcast is a One Flower Two Turtles audio production. From midday until 2, every Wednesday on 365 Radio, the Midweek Peak with Steve. Wednesdays, just the way you love it.